Movie theaters lie abandoned in Banda Aceh, or they have been turned into office space. When the tsunami hit, it destroyed a lot of the theaters. A wave of religious austerity also swept the island shortly after, scaring off would-be developers of movie theaters. Ibuani, a fruit seller, used to go to the movies all the time. She says her main regret today is that her kids can't enjoy this simple pleasure.
If someone wants to reopen cinemas here, it will be very difficult. There are way too many challenges. Banda Aceh is a Seram-based city, like an antechamber of Mecca. And if we want to show films for those over 17 years old, we simply can't. That's why they all have closed.
Asrai is the director of a cultural center in Banda Aceh, and he sometimes screens some films. He explains why it would be difficult to reopen cinemas here.
Previously, we don't have any problem to screen cinema in Banda Aceh. But you know, if you want to have the bioscope or have theater in Banda Aceh, you need like the investor who won't spend the money to build theater or bioscope. Event organizers want to make like the perform in Banda Aceh, they have to get the permit. They must lead the agreement with police or the authority of Islamic law. You can look all in cinema in Indonesia. We don't have any content we can make provocative. Because the cinema before to the public, they must part in the Lembaga Sensor Film. I think what I can did with the screening more little bit dangerous because we don't have censorship. Sometimes we censorship itself in office.
Censorship is strong in Indonesia, but even more so here in Banda Aceh. Some people still ask whether or not movie theaters are Sharia friendly. Farizal, an engineer, believes some movies should not be shown here.
It has bad effect to the young people in Banda Aceh because they use it for a place for them to do something that's not allowed. Because cinema, we watch cinema, we don't have light, we can see together, and then we can hug together, and maybe they can kiss together. That's not allowed for the young people who don't married yet.
Aziza, a lecturer, says she would welcome the reopening of cinemas, but only under certain conditions.
Jadi kalau menurut saya jawabannya,
do we need cinemas in Aceh? I think so, as long as it's in accordance with Sharia law and if people are separated. On one side, the girls, on the other, the boys. That way they don't share the same space. If there are married couples, there could be a room for them and families. There'd be three slots, one for families, one for men, one for women. I don't think it's complicated to set this up. There'd be one screen, a door to let the boys in, another for the girls, and we'd simply separate the slots with curtains.
Saiful Marti, the faculty director of the International Center of Aceh Studies, explains why he thinks it would be good to have cinemas in Aceh, not only for people's entertainment, but also to boost the economy.
I believe there is this economical aspect of it, because most of the Acehnese, if they go out to Medan or Jakarta, one of the first things they do is watching movies. And that has, you know, leaked a lot of funding from our local economy. It will create jobs with cinemas around, and maybe more so compared to other cinemas in other places, because there is more people involved. I mean, if the issue is about Sharia law, there should be a way that we can do this. I was in the state, for example, where sisters, meaning Muslimah, the Muslim women, have their own session in movie theaters in the town. So Sharia or religion should not stop Acehnese people from enjoying good education, quality movie, and quality entertainment.
For now, cinema lovers in Aceh have no choice but to take a 12-hour bus ride to Medan, North Sumatra, to see the latest theatrical releases. This is Clea Borghurst reporting for RFI.